Okay, June 14th, 1985, interview with Ward Marshall.
I come to Hazelden in 1921, about June, the end of June. And I don't know why. I guess it's just because my parents moved up here. My dad and my grandfather and grandmother.
How'd you guys come up?
We were living at Merritt at the time. And we took the train from Merritt to Vancouver. And then took the CN steamship. The name of the boat was Prince George. And to Prince Rupert. We left Vancouver about 11 o'clock at night, and we arrived in Prince Rupert the second morning and caught the train out of Rupert at about 11 o'clock in the morning and arrived at Hazelden at 7 o'clock that evening. Then we, there wasn't enough transportation, enough cars at the station to bring us down here, taxis or horse-drawn carriages.
There weren't enough?
There weren't enough, so my brother and I and my grandfather walked down from the station down to Hazelden.
There was trails or whatever?
Was it what?
There were trails?
There was, well, right, there was a road.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How many people were here when you got here? Were there lots of people?
There seemed to be quite a few people. I don't know how many would be living in Hazelden. I suppose 200 or 300 people living in Hazelden, besides the people on the reserve there on the hill. All these older houses were here then, like that one.
And those are the original houses.
Those are the original houses. That one of the band office was built afterwards. That was built after, I think. Yeah. And then we couldn't find a house in Hazelden, so we found one in New Hazelden, a house in New Hazelden. And
how much did it cost to rent a house?
I think it was $5 a month for the cost of the rent.
Yeah.
But then you had to supply your own heat and light. You had to burn. You had to buy your own kerosene and make the light.
So you didn't have electricity right away?
No.
So you had kerosene lights and wood heat? Where did you originally come from? You said Merritt. Is that where you used to live?
Well, we lived at Merritt for 8 years.
But where were you before then?
On a little island not far from Seattle, Washington.
So you're from the States, or was it on
the
side?
Right, in Washington, state of Washington. Mm-hmm.
So there were hotels here when you got here?
Yes, there was three hotels here. The Hazelden Hotel, the Almanica Hotel, and the Enginica Hotel.
The what?
Enginica.
Enginica.
Mm-hmm, I-N.
Those were all in the
Hazelden area? They were all in right down in this part of town. And there were quite a number of stores. There was C.V. Smith's store, Cunningham's store, R.S. Sargent's, and the Hudson Bay Company. And they all carried a complete line of dry goods, groceries, and feed, like for your flour and feed.
Mm-hmm. So I guess Hazleton has built up quite a bit since then, since you've been here.
Well, all those buildings are, all those original buildings are gone. The hotels have burned,
mm-hmm.
and the stores have all disappeared. The Cunningham store burned, and the R.S. Sargent store was torn down. The old store was torn down, and C.V. Smith's store, they made a high school of it right here, and it burned. So those stores are all gone.
Well, how about that, when Sargent's owned that other building, how long was that there? Or how long has it been there?
This store there now, I think probably was built in the 50s. It's not an old store.
It's not very old yet.
No.
Who was the first mayor when you were here?
First mayor was Polly Sargent.
Polly Sargent.
And I don't know when that would be, probably 52 or something like that. 1952.
Do you know when Hazleton was incorporated?
I think probably 52, I'm not sure.
Did you have a job when you came up here?
I was still going to school.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm.
So you were still a young man then?
Mm-hmm. I was 13 years old when I arrived here.
Very young.
I should say 12. I think I turned 13 the next week.
Where did you attend school? Right at the high school?
No, at New Haven.
Oh, you were living in Newtown, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they had a high school there?
There was no high school in the area at all. There was a public school in New Haven and a public school down here,
mm-hmm.
and no other schools. In the area, immediate area.
So they didn't really offer any kind of grades, say like 9, 10, 11, 12?
In the last few years that I attended school, the teacher had from grade 1 to grade 9 or 10. Was approximately.
And that's how far the levels went to 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you wanted to go higher, you had to go to a larger town.
Were you involved in hunting, fishing, or trapping at all?
I've always hunted and always trapped a little bit.
Were there rules and regulations when you were doing that, like when you were hunting or anything?
Oh yes, you needed a hunting license or a trapper's license. But there was very little big game. Just lots of rabbits and lots of grouse. And
why's that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why. There was no moose at all, and not many deer. I have an idea that after the railroad went through and quite a bit of the country was burned off, that it made better foraging for the moose and the deer, and they moved in.
Mm-hmm.
No beaver. There was no beaver till until the late, well, I would say in the 40s when the beaver moved in. I think that's because the beaver were used for food, and if one showed up at all, he was eaten.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the bear. The bear population has multiplied many times since they were used for food before. The people even smoked them and made bacon and hams, but they don't eat them anymore.
That's strange that there should be more now than there was then. You think there'd be more then because there were less people.
Yes, but the people hunted them. Nobody hunts them now shoots them.
Yeah.
And there's far more bear, even the grizzly bear. There's more grizzly bear around here now than when I first come here.
Isn't it kind of unusual for a grizzly bear to be around here? Well, it's so close, like in Glendale,
right here at the 4 Mile Bridge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is, because if he come that close before, he'd get shot. And people don't shoot them now.
It's kind of scary. You didn't attend high school down here at all, right?
I never attended high school.
Oh, you didn't? Well, when was the high school first built here then, do you know? Because here there was an Indian school and a high school, as far as I know. Well, not an Indian school, but an Indian school and a... Public school.
The public school was right where Smokey Morrison lived, and the Indian Day School was the old Anglican Hall down there. Mm-hmm. And the high school was C.B. Smith's store. It was on that Smith's Hill, at the bottom of Smith's Hill there, and they put skids under it and moved it over on this corner, just right close to where this little building is, just there.
And that was the high school?
That was the high school. That was the first high school.
Do you know anything about the amalgamation of the high schools? Like when the Indian school and the public school?
Should we shut that off?
Go ahead.
I think the people that really started the amalgamation of the high school was Johnny Smith.
My great-grandfather?
Yes. And William Whale.
Is that Kathleen's husband? Kathleen? Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Charlie Clifford, Sr. were the native people involved.
Is that the one that's still alive? Is that called?
No, it's his dad.
Oh.
And the other people was Dick Sargent and my brother Tom. And I think maybe Mrs. What's her name from Kitwengar? He had the garage in Kitwengar. Fred is his first name. But she was a school trustee at the time.
But you were saying earlier that you attended the meetings, or one meeting, or...
Yes, and these were the people that were delegated to deal with it. For the amalgamated school.
Is that what with the same Smith's house there? Was that the first house?
No.
Or is this years later?
This is
C.V. Smith?
They weren't related to John Smith at all. And C.V. Smith was Matt Meyer's wife's mother.
Mm-hmm. But where was the school when it was inaugurated then?
Well, they built it.
Is that right on Ben McKenzie's property?
That's
now?
Where the property was. Those people surrendered the land for the building of the school.
The Indians did?
Okay.
The Indians surrendered the land?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How long did that take to be?
I think 2 years.
They meeting all the time, or is that just occasionally meeting about?
Well, I think they just, I don't think they have very many meetings, just maybe two or three meetings, and then they went to these people went to the department with the approval of the members of the band and surrendered the land to the so the school could be built.
And was that school, was that open to everybody around, or just the Hazleton and the Hazleton area and the reserve?
No, it was open to everyone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even Kispiox, and it wasn't just for Hazleton.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought the people real close together, I think. They had real good sports days. They invited like Terrace and Smithers and Rupert to their
much like it is today.
Yes, and that's where it originated. These get-togethers like this. Like you have now.
School events? There was this
school events that they were. Mm-hmm.
What churches were involved in the community when you're here? Like, what churches were you?
The United Church and the Anglican Church. There was. The Salvation Army moved in quite a number of years later. That's probably in 1928 when the Salvation Army moved in, or something like that.
That Indian school was run by someone from the church?
The teacher was an Anglican minister for quite a while. Yes, I think the Anglican Church probably hired a teacher.
Change the subject. What events surrounded the wedding? Like, you know, now they have the honeymoons and the receptions and stuff. What was it like there?
I don't remember any weddings or honeymoons. No, I don't.
Do the people marry younger or older?
I don't think so, no. I think that.
Have you been here since your parents brought you here, or did you move away?
No,
back?
I've been here ever since.
Ever since?
Mm-hmm.
So you must have met your wife here then?
I did, yeah.
We'll change the subject again. How about the hospital? Was there a hospital?
There was a hospital here when I when I come here, yes, in the original hospital. Doctor.
Was that the Wrench Memorial
Wrench
Hospital?
Well, it was Wrench? It was just, they called it the Hadeland Hospital then. It was before. They didn't call it the Wrench Memorial until after he died.
How many doctors were there?
One. Just one. Dr. Wrench. Yeah.
One doctor. Dr. Wrench. Can you tell me anything about the School of Nursing?
Well, he started the school, the nurses training school, but I don't know just when that was.
So you don't know when it was started?
No, I remember when they built the big, the new nursing home. They had the little one nursing home, and then they nursing home, and then they added to it.
So there were lots of nurses then.
When they built the big hospital in 1929, it was a cement building, three-story cement building.
In what year?
1920. I think they started in 29, and I think that they built it in 30, probably.
Is that the big white building that used to be there?
Yeah.
That they just tore down recently?
Mm-hmm.
And that's been there since 1929?
I think they started it. They hauled the gravel for 1929 because they knew that they couldn't get the gravel when the river was flooding. They, mm-hmm. They had to haul the gravel from that Mission Point bar. So they hauled the gravel in the summer of 29 and piled it up. And then built the hospital in 30, I think.
Did that create jobs for anybody?
It was... Yes, it made quite a few jobs because the Depression came in late 29, and this made jobs through 1930 and part of 31.
Were you old enough to work by then?
Well, we had a truck and we hauled some of the gravel.
What kind of truck? A dump truck? Or
a dump truck, yeah.
Would that have been the start of the Marshall Brothers? Or?
No, yes, we started the Marshall Brothers in 1929, in the spring of 1929. And that was one of our first jobs.
Was there much work for you besides working at the hospital?
Yes, this Hudson Bay building here. They wanted a basement dug for that building.
And that's been there for
that
a long
one,
time then?
Mm-hmm.
But that was the old bay at one time?
Yeah, that was the bay store that was built in 1929. And they, we didn't know anything about construction work, so we had an elderly man working for us from Nova Scotia. So he went over and looked at us and told us what to bid, and we bid and we got the contract. So he dug the basement we had a team of horses, and he dug the basement with a little scraper and the team.
Did it take long?
I think it probably took a couple of weeks to dig the basement. It's a full basement. And then the old Hudson Bay store used to be down on the river where Axel Olson's place was.
And there was a third street after?
A third street behind?
Yeah.
This street that the street that goes down and alongside the Hudson Bay there.
Mm-hmm.
Went right down to the front of the Hudson Bay store. And the store went back toward the river. That's where the steamboats, river boats, would come up and unload right into the back of the store.
Oh, I see.
And that same man there moved that store from down at the river up to where the present store is now with a team of horses.
The big building or the small building?
No, it was a big building, 50 or 60 feet long and I guess 30 feet wide, 25 or 30 feet wide. And he moved it up there with a team of horses and a stump puller. I guess it took him about a week to move it up.
Why did he do that? Was it starting to flood?
No, they used it for a warehouse.
Oh, I see.
It was before the flood, before 36, it was in 29. But they used it for a warehouse when they built this place here. Well, they needed a warehouse, so they moved that other one up alongside for the warehouse.
Was that building on the corner where the municipal office is now, has that been there since the start of the Marshall Brothers?
No, we built that in 1939.
10 years after you started Marshall Brothers.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Where did you work out of your home?
No, that out of that old building, there was a building right on the site of our building there, this place here. Original building. Are you going to shut off now?
It's off.
Well, should I just?
Okay, go.
It was the original building was the old police station, and it was built with laminated tubusixes. That's tubusixes on edge, and it had the steel bars. They were right in the wood. They weren't just bolted on, they were right into the board and right into the wood so that they couldn't be taken out or unbolted or anything. And we used that for our office and garage for the first 10 years.
So what types of entertainment were there?
You just had to entertain yourself. You made your own entertainment.
So there were no TVs, no radios?
No. And
you were saying earlier about Dawson having a radio? Was it Dawson?
Bud Dawson had the first radio that I remember, and that'd be in the mid-20s. And it had a big loudspeaker on it. And he had it in the lobby of his hotel, and it seems to me that you just got radio probably in the evening. It wasn't radio all day. You just get radio in the evening.
Where was the radio station from? Like what?
It seems to me that he got Seattle.
All the way here in Hazleton, he got
mm-hmm.
Seattle.
And maybe Calgary.
Maybe Calgary. How about TV? When was the first TV here?
I don't know.
You don't know.
No, I don't know.
What type of sports went on?
Well, much the same as there is now. There was baseball and hockey and soccer. We called it football. Mm-hmm. And then there was a tennis court, and a tennis court at the hospital, and one at Newtown. So there was quite a bit of competition in tennis.
You don't see that anymore,
and
right?
You don't see tennis at all now. It was a real, real good game.
Were there dances?
Yes, but they were a long ways between. There'd be a dance on the 24th of May.